Special Witness, Heavenly Father's Plan, by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. From an April 2001 General Conference Address. Did you know that Elder Scott was a nuclear engineer and designed fuel for nuclear submarines for the United States Navy? He also likes to paint pictures. He loves the Lord and teaches us about Heavenly Father's plan. One of the most thrilling moments of your life, when you are filled with anticipation, excitement, and gratitude, you are not able to remember. That experience occurred in the premortal life when you were informed that finally your time had come to leave the spirit world to dwell on earth with a mortal body. You had been reserved to come when the fullness of the gospel is on the earth. You arrived when His church and the priesthood authority to perform the sacred temple ordinances are in place. You anticipated being born into a home where parents would be expected to love, nurture, strengthen, and teach you truths. You knew that in time you would have the opportunity to form your own eternal family as husband or wife, father or mother. Oh, how you must have rejoiced with that prospect. Eve and Adam formed the first family. God declared, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cling unto his wife." Moses chapter 3, verse 24. They had children who also formed families. And Adam and Eve, his wife, ceased not to call upon God. Moses chapter 5, verse 16. The pattern of families essential to Father's plan of happiness was established, and our need to continually call upon God emphasized. You are in the midst of living that plan. Throughout your life on earth, seek diligently to fulfill the fundamental purposes of this life through the ideal family. While you may not have yet reached that ideal, do all you can through obedience and faith in the Lord to consistently draw as close to it as you are able. Put first things first. Do the best you can while on earth to have an ideal family. To help you do that, ponder and apply the principles in the proclamation on the family. I testify that the Lord lives. He loves you. As you live worthily and honestly seek His help, He will guide and strengthen you to know His will and to be able to do it. End of the article, Special Witness, Heavenly Father's Plan, by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.